the Atlantic to the Pacific, from mountain crest to mountain crest, from canyons to the clouds and into the cosmos, we are pumping wattage high and low, plus streaming worldwide on the internet and keeping you company tonight. It's the place to relax and hang out. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, giving you the latest and discussing the weirdest. We've assembled the finest team of reporters and the most intriguing guests, and that's why we are your favorite hub in a wild, wild world. So keep it tuned right here, and don't forget this program brought to you in large part by Sunshine Simple Generators. That's right, the solar generator for the home that I myself created after having a terrible experience in a blizzard. Go to sunshinesimple.com, watch the free video there that will demonstrate for you why the Sunshine Simple Generator is selling all over the country. And, you know, we're making some history here in the studio tonight. We have producer Hardwood Forrest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright. And we are joined for the first time in the studio by a man who is celebrated, a man who is acclaimed. His reputation, his infamy has spread far and wide. Known as elegant, devilish, fetching, unforgettable, the mystifier of the finest affairs, a mentalist, a mind reader, Mr. Keller O'Neill. And just in full disclosure, you also have a friend in the studio tonight, Ross, who hasn't been on the air. And the reason I want to say full disclosure is because I want to let everybody know we have arranged nothing.
Exactly.
I have no idea what you're going to do. Forrest, do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Shelley, do you have any idea?
Nope.
Okay, none of us know anything. And I bring up that Ross is here just so that we all know what the situation is. Theater of the mind, you can visualize the studio. The tension is in the air. And we're ready, I think, to have our minds read. So first off, tell me, Keller O'Neill, what exactly do you do as a mentalist, as a mind reader? We went over this some earlier, but tell us again, what exactly is your job?
Well, again, Joshua, there are folks in the world that pose that they have psychic abilities. There are folks that they have intuition. We all have intuition. And,
right.
And some of the things that I do actually a lot of us can do, but it's taking those five senses and using them as a sixth sense to be able to read people from their hair follicles all the way down to their dirty toenails.
Oh, no. I'm sorry for the group we have in here tonight in that case. Just don't look to your left too much tonight. That's where Hardwood's sitting.
So it's very simple. And a lot of times we sit and we watch entertainers, we watch folks who are on television reading minds or doing things that just totally blow our minds. And sometimes we fail to forget that it's a lot more simple than what we realize.
Yeah.
Because we give off feelings, we give off vibes without realizing that we actually do that. And you were talking about letting people know who's in the studio here tonight. My friend Ross came this evening on our journey up to the mountains of Western North Carolina for this program and needed a ride buddy, so he said, let's come along. So he's here simply just to watch tonight, to be a part of this team.
I'm suspicious of that guy.
Yeah, he looks suspicious, doesn't he?
He's got something going on. I'm smelling his pheromones over here.
We want to let everyone know this is not a form of trickery. It is something that is, again, using the ability of the mind to pick up your signs and symbols. So shall we start with something?
Let's proceed.
Right, Joshua. I'm here this evening, and I want to entertain you. Now, as you're listening over the radio, you really have to use the theater of the mind to be able to comprehend what's going on. I would like to turn my back. Joshua, I want you to simply think of a number. Think of a number 1 through 10. We have 10 fingers. If you would simply think of a number, I'm going to turn my back.
Okay.
I don't want to see you. And I'm going to reach over here, and I would like for you actually to cover my eyes so no one thinks that anything's going on. So come over. You've got nice soft hands. I
knew
imagine.
He was going straight for Shelley. We knew it.
All right, Shelley, if you could... cover my eyes, making sure that I can't see Joshua and how many fingers he's going to hold up, okay? If you would. All right, Joshua, if you would hold up however many fingers that you would like to hold up.
All right.
And making sure the folks in the studio see it.
And this represents so, my number, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So as to know that I'm not lying, you're not lying.
Okay.
All right.
Forrest, you keep an eye on Ross over here. We think he might be up to something.
All right. So
okay, are we ready?
Yeah. So hold up some numbers.
Okay.
Are you doing that?
Yes.
Okay. So out of the 10 fingers, I am thinking that you decided to hold up 4 fingers. 4 fingers? Is that correct?
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
All right. Let's go it one more time. Do it one more time.
Same number or different?
Different number.
He got it again. It was 4. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
Okay. So you're holding up fingers?
Yes.
Okay. Send your signal to me, Joshua.
Okay.
Okay. I am getting somehow that you decided to go up and go with 9 fingers. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. 9 fingers. Wow. Okay, so Shelley, you are sure he was not able to see what was going on here, right? Did you feel any little vibrations in his body?
Well, I felt your vibration.
His eyes flickered a little bit.
Okay.
He was very warm.
Okay, excellent. Very, very good. 4 and 9.
Those, pretty cool, huh?
Yes, yes.
Now, we realize that as these things take place, that you sort of thought inside your mind before you held up your fingers. You knew you'd made a decision before you had done that. We're going to try something here, Joshua, and we're going to actually. Does someone here in the studio have some change in their pocket? Someone have change? Now, again, we've not set anything up.
That's right. No, and Shelley here is one of the. Can we call you an owner or just a manager? It's a family business.
It's a family business.
Kind of like whatever you want. Wright's Coin Shop is her. So she ought to have some coins on hand, right?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So you have some coins.
Yes.
And have you shared those coins with anybody?
No.
Okay.
All right. Pull out your coins out of your pocket. Now, what I'm going to describe here, I also brought some change with me. In my pocket. I'm going to make 3 different statements, all to be true.
Okay.
Again, nothing has been prearranged. Reach inside. Just pull out a few coins.
I've got to clean out my pockets to get to them.
Pull out all the lint, everything. Not that it's worth
it. Just pull it all out.
Chapstick. All right.
I would like for you to hold that in your hand. I've got some change in my hand that I just pulled out of my pocket. I'm going to count mine right quick, okay? I'm going to glance and count through these coins. Okay. 3 statements. First statement is, I've got as much money as you've got. Second statement, I've got as much money as you've got, plus 10 cents. Third statement, I've got as much money as you've got, plus enough left over to increase what you've got in your hand to $2.20. Now, let's go with this. First of all, I said, I've got as much money as you've got. If you could count how much money you've got.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell us.
56 cents.
56 cents. I've got as much money as you've got in my hand here. So let's find 56 cents here in my hand. We've got 50. And let's see, 56 cents. Maybe a little difficult to count out here. There's 50. All right, let's do this. I've got it all in my hand. You've got 56 cents. So I'm going to... I said that I would have enough to increase yours to $2.20, right? Yes, that's what I said. So let's do this. I said I had 10 cents more than you. So I'm going to take this 10 cents, I'm going to lay it right here, all right? And then let's count what I have remaining. So you have 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61. All right, 61 cents. All right, Joshua, you're the mathematician here. So 61 plus 10 is what?
61 plus 10?
71.
71.
71 plus 10 is what?
81.
81 plus 10 is what?
91.
91. All right. So we have 91 cents you see here. And you see quarters that I have here. So that's 91. Let's make that $1.91. What's $1.91 and 75 cents, Joshua?
Oh, God. It's probably $2.20.
It is. It
Woo!
Is $2.20.
Wow. Okay, now, Forrest, you were watching him the whole time. Do you have any idea how that he knew that?
I have no idea.
Okay, so now, did anybody, Shelley, do you have any idea?
No.
How that he manifested exactly what he said? Okay. Have you sold your soul to the devil at some point?
Well, some folks like to say that I've done that, especially here in the Deep South, but it's not the case.
Does it say devilish on this card anywhere?
Devilish.
It does say devilish
okay.
on the card. Shall we go to the next experiment, part of the experiment here?
All right.
I asked Sharon just a moment ago if she could draw. What did I call you?
Sharon, but you were close.
I apologize, Sharon. Shelley. Take that pen. Take the pad. I want you to draw a picture. Draw a picture of something. All right, do you have it? Now, what I would like for you to do, I don't know if Joshua can step around and actually see the picture. I don't want to see the picture. That's why I want you to step over, Joshua.
Okay, Shelley, bend that toward me just a little bit once you've drawn it.
And I would like for if you could just step over for a second and see that picture, too.
Oh, that's disgusting. You can't draw that, Shelley. The good thing we're on radio. That's nasty. Okay.
All right, so here we go. You've seen the picture, Joshua.
I have.
Nothing prearranged here. This may not be exactly just like your picture, but I'm going to do something very similar. Let me show you, Shelley and Joshua.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. Oh, whoa! Okay, hang on. We got to take a break. When we come back, we will say what just happened. That was cool. That was very, very impressive. That was one of those moments. When we come back, we'll tell you what just happened here in the studio. That was pretty cool, huh, Shelley?
That was cool.
Okay.
That was very cool.
He's living up to his billing here. The Southern Charmer, Mr. Keller O'Neill. We'll tell you what just happened when we come back. He is a mentalist, a mind reader, and he also has a penchant for art. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Gonna turn this thing around. Can you read my mind?
Strange, the show where the unusual becomes usual. And we have a very special show for you this evening. If you've been listening, you know that we have Mr. Keller O'Neill, the mentalist, the Southern Charmer, in the studio with us tonight. And, well, he's reading some minds. We're going to tell you in a minute what just happened here in the studio. But first, I know everybody's just on the edge of their seat, so this is a good time to tell folks how they can learn more about you and some of your upcoming engagements and work, Mr. O'Neill.
Well, thank you, Joshua. Well, the best way is to simply go to my website, which is thesoutherncharmer.com. You can also, I'd appreciate it if you go on Facebook and like me under The Southern Charmer. You can go on there and keep up with the latest engagements that come up across the country. But what you have to realize is a lot of the events that I have are not actually public engagements, but private affairs.
Right.
Whether it be at a high-end resort or at a private party. You know, and some of those are, you know, high-end Mongols that call me up and say, hey, it's a party for myself and my wife. Can we have some entertainment this evening? And I travel across the globe and do that kind of stuff. So,
and you just never know what you're getting into.
No.
Exactly. So you're always surprised. That's part of the charm for you, is having the surprise of what's going to happen. Again, that is thesoutherncharmer.com, and we will make sure that our webmaster, Mobius, puts a link to your website and Facebook page and all that stuff on our stuff. By the way, also keep in mind that we have podcasts of our programs up. Mr. Mobius is working on a new database setup to make it easier for all of you to go back and listen to past shows. Since we just recently got syndicated, we're going through a transition period for how to get all that stuff set up. But speakingofstrange.com can be a portal for you for all of that information. So now, before the break, Shelley, you drew something. You showed it to me.
Yes.
And it seemed like it didn't take him but a minute till he had something that looked almost eerily, creepily like what you drew. So hold up both of your drawings here.
Actually,
we okay. Keller added a little something to his.
He said he didn't mean to, but
well, let's put it this way: Shelley drew a woman, and Keller drew a man, a very well endowed three legged figure.
And that actually brings us to a point that I'd like to mention, Joshua.
A big point
that when it comes to portraying your
Farce is going to get a photo. We'll put this stuff online.
When it comes to talking about you know, using the five senses to create a sixth sense. When you send signals to, for instance, the mentalist, who then becomes the medium,
mm-hmm.
there are things that sometimes transpose in different ways.
Yeah.
For instance, someone may say, well, geez, that's not exactly correct. For instance, I called Shelley by the wrong name earlier. Well, that happens because our minds work so fast, and we're sending signals all the time, and there is no one on this earth who gets things 100% correct all the time. It's
right.
Just one of those rules of nature of being human, because you know, it's one of those things that, you know, who is supernatural? Does someone have supernatural powers or not? Are there folks out there? I don't know.
Well, the drawing that Shelley made, and those of you who are online, you can see this, and hold it up again if you would there, Shelley, please. It's basically, it's a stick figure, but it's distinct because it has two little circular eyes, a little smiling mouth, but curly hair drawn all around the top. And Keller, your drawing looks almost identical, with the exception of the added appendage there between the legs.
And that's something that I mentioned earlier too. You know, all my life I've been drawing stick figures like that, and they always have that third leg right there in the middle. So
now we understand something about your psyche, Mr. Mentalist. I like it. All right. Well, that was impressive. That really was.
That was
very, very cool. I wasn't expecting to see that kind of detail. So,
all right, Joshua, I've got something for you.
Okay, let's do it.
I would like for you to simply take this sheet of paper here. There's a pen for you.
Okay.
And does someone in the room have a watch? Joshua, it looks like you're the only one in the room that has a watch. Could you pass that to me? Could you take it off your arm?
Sure. Just don't melt it.
All right.
Look, your watch has been completely disfigured magically.
All right, Joshua, how do you... every watch is different. Let's see. Can you pull the arm out there?
Sure.
So we can change the time.
This has got a little screw deal on it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. There
those
you go.
Fancy ones?
Yeah.
Joshua, if I could simply have you on that sheet of paper write...
Can I use my pen, or do I have to use your pen?
Well, just use that pen. That's fine if you want to use that pen.
Your pen?
It's a fancy pen, isn't it? You like
your
that?
Your pen?
Yeah, just use that pen if you would.
I wonder if this is the special.
Yeah, the special pen.
Okay. All right.
No, it's everything that I use. That's one thing about mentalism. It's, you know, it uses everyday objects. All right? So you've written an hour. So, for instance, think... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I want you to write the hour. So write just that one number, and then I'm going to have someone else in the studio write the minute.
Okay. Do I need to put the colon in there?
If you would like.
Let's do that. Okay.
And then if you would pass that over.
I'm giving it to Forrest Connor.
All right, Forrest, if you could write beside that just the minute, all right? So we've got an hour and a minute. I'm going to set a time on this watch. And let me see. You guys are the only ones to see that time, and I'm going to set it here. This is very close to a time. Here we go.
Okay.
Your watch, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
I have set it to the time just before 4 o'clock at the time of 3:56.
Wow!
Wow. 3:56?
That's it.
3:56.
That is exactly it. Look at that. 3:56.
Wow.
He did it. Look at that. He has set my watch to 3:56. Forrest, get a shot of that. Now, for those of you who are not in the studio, he handed me a binder and a pen. I wrote down the time, the hour. I closed the binder, passed it to Forrest, and he wrote in the 56, and instantly, Keller O'Neill knew. How is this possible? What's going on here? So now, if I'd used my pen, do you think you could have still gotten it?
Yes, I could have.
Okay. You want to convince me of that?
All right. Here's something for you.
Okay.
To convince you of that.
All right.
There was a stack of... we took a break just a minute ago.
Right.
I grabbed... there was a stack of telephone books over there.
Yes.
I grabbed one. This actually happens to be one from the region.
Yep.
And I'm going to hand it to you, Shelley.
Thank you.
This is what I'd like for you to do. I would like for you, Joshua... to hold up on one hand a number,
okay.
On the other hand a number.
All right.
If you would do that, it's no secret.
So okay.
Go ahead and hold it.
No secret. All right.
So, for instance, he has held up the number 2 and 3, which let's say, for instance, that's page 23 in that book. Okay. This is a large telephone book. There's probably thousands of telephone numbers in there. If you would, please, turn to page 23. Turn to page 23. All right? And I'm going to have someone name a card. Thinking in a card deck, Joshua.
Okay.
All right? If I could have you name a card, just simply think of that card and tell us what that card might be. Out of 52 cards in the deck.
You just held up. The Seven of Hearts.
The Seven of Hearts. Here we go. And then we need Forrest over here. I want you to just concentrate on this entire book. Just think of all the numbers inside this book, okay? Now, you chose a number.
I did.
I chose a card.
Yes.
The Seven of Hearts. Page 23. Now, there's no way you could have chosen any number in this book. I don't know. How many pages are there in that book, Shelley?
Hundreds. Maybe over 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thick. Maybe not that many, but it's very, very thick.
500 or 600 pages, it looks like.
Yeah.
You chose 23. I picked a random number, being the Seven of Hearts. The card really doesn't matter. But I would like for you to go to the left column in that telephone book, on that page 23. And I want you to count down to the seventh number. Count down to the seventh number.
All right, now hang on. We're up on a break. So when we come back from this break, we're going to find out what happens when you count down. Is this a good time for us to take a break?
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
All right. So you understand what's going on, right, Shelley?
Yes.
And a little late on the outro music. Forrest was so engaged, so fascinated, I had to realize we were late on the break. When we come back, we're going to find out what happens when you look down there and where this is leading us. We're in the studio with the Southern Charmer, a man who is a mystifier of the finest affairs. He's from Greenville, South Carolina. He's in high demand, and I think we can see why. Hopefully, it's also radiating to you through the airwaves. Perfect for a show like this, the program where the unusual becomes usual. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll find out what Shelley sees on that page when we come back. This is Speaking of Strange. Speaking of strange, and I'm Joshua P. Warren in the midst of, well, an experiment with the Southern Charmer, Mr. Keller O'Neill, mentalist, mystifier of the finest affairs, highly sought after, highly in demand, acclaimed, celebrated the world around. And his website is thesoutherncharmer.com. That's thesoutherncharmer.com, and that's a portal for you to find all kinds of information about him. And we'll have that hooked up also at speakingofstrange.com. So before the break, here's what went down. Keller O'Neill asked me to come up with a number, which I showed via my fingers here, a 2 and a 3, which amounted to number 23. Now, Shelley has a phone book, one of our phone books from the corner, open to page 23, right?
Right.
You also, Mr. O'Neill, showed the card Seven of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have told Shelley to look on this random page, number 23, for line 7, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's where we left off.
And if you could, by the way, I've given you, Joshua,
yes.
I just gave you a prediction
yes.
on this sheet of paper, and if you could just follow that as Shelley reads
Should I open
the
it
telephone
now?
Number.
Okay, because
he
handed me a piece of paper right as we were coming back from the break. It's folded in half. I'm going to open it now.
And I just ran the card down.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Now, all you have is your hands over there, right? You don't have, like, some special gadget or anything. You're just...
No.
Phone book
and
your hands.
A phone book and a card
okay.
to, you know... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Well, wait a second.
What?
I don't know if we should give this number out on the air. So what?
there's no area code on my...
Person. No. There's no area code.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's not say the first number. You just indicate with your hands what the first number is and read the rest. What's the first number? Okay, that's what I have here.
Okay.
What's the rest of the number?
312043.
Wow! That's it. That is the number. Okay.
Now
there's a name here.
Exactly. There should be a name. If you could read the first name first.
The first name, not the last name as it appears first.
Well, whichever it comes will compare to Joshua's sheet of paper.
Okay, the last name is Beyer.
Yeah.
The first name?
Yeah.
Jana?
Okay, let me see that phone book. Let me see that phone book.
Look!
He must have listed this long ago. Hang on a second. Okay, sure enough. That's why it's cool to give it out. It's your number, isn't it? Jana Beyer. That's cool.
You like that?
That is way cool.
That is very cool.
And I did not run my hand down or anything. I was just looking at the phone book, so it wasn't until we were ready to reveal the number that I kind of followed along with the straight edge of it.
What would happen if we called that number right now?
What would happen if you called that number? I don't know. It might be someone in bed this time of night.
Hmm. Do you think we should? I mean, Forrest, is it possible to arrange that?
We could do it.
Can we hear it on the radio if we did it?
We can.
Okay. Do you object to this?
If you're wanting to do that, that's fine with me.
If there's some reason we shouldn't, that's okay. But
well, it is 2012. Whoever this person is might think. That
okay,
it's...
all right. Give it a
who
buzz.
Who are you?
Let's put it on the radio. Let's just see what happens when we call that number.
I believe that book area code is 864. I think is what it said.
Let me see. Oh, this is the Greenville phone book. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Okay. All right.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call this number, and we'll get the ringing on the air, and you can talk and do whatever you want to do.
Okay. Now, I can stop this if you think I should.
Go ahead and call. You'd never know what a reaction you'll get, you know?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Area code 864.
Yeah, don't say it on the air. Just
who knows, Josh, but it might be another good friend for you.
Oh, is that what we get? It won't go through?
Let's try it again. All right.
Okay.
I tell you what, Joshua, while we're waiting for that, if you'd like to, if you would like to hold up another number.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, no luck there, but it was a good try.
Yeah,
it was a good try.
Yes.
And a great trick, however it works. A great trick. Okay, hold up a number on my hand.
Yeah, do it again. Just on one hand,
just
one
number.
On the other hand, another number.
Okay. Wow, did you see that? We both held up the same number. It's contagious. Whatever you've got going on is contagious here. Yeah, that's the number.
Yeah, I'm going. So the number was what?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Two. The number two.
Now, I need another number on the other.
Okay, so you got to do
so I need a two-digit number.
Okay. 25.
All right, so 25.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just stick with the same number. Now, again, there's no way that I could memorize a telephone book. I mean, there's just no way whatsoever. So what did you said 25. All right, Shelley, go to page 25 in that phone book.
All right.
25. Go down to the seventh name. Yet again, count with the card. You're so good. Look at the telephone number.
All right.
You got it?
I do.
I'm getting an 877. An 877. Are you getting a number that's similar to that? Maybe an 877. 1611. Is that correct? Are you sure you're at the seventh number?
I believe so.
Page 25.
Page 25?
Page 25.
Okay, we're up on a break. When we come back, we'll find out what Shelley discovers here. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange in the studio with Keller O'Neill.
I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I'm happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's
finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, I bet you didn't think so. I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose. All you different crews, chicks and dudes. Who you think is really kicking tunes? Picture you getting down in a picture too. Like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in music. Hear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the high shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous.
And the Dark 30 Hour is coming up next. That's the hour when we dig into the more controversial and outrageous stories of the past week or two. Stick around for that. And right now we're wrapping up hour two with the Southern Charmer, the Mentalist, the Mind Reader, the Mystifier, Mr. Keller O'Neill. And before the break, Shelley, you opened the phone book to page 25.
Yes.
You went down to line number 7.
Yes.
And what's going to happen now here, Kelly?
Well, we revealed a number earlier. And again, I mentioned there's no way possible to memorize a telephone book.
Right.
I'm going to name a number. Earlier, I gave you a prediction written down, but I've actually written a number down here, and I'm going to hold it up for you to see, Joshua. And if you could, Shelley, read aloud, again, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 numbers without the first number as you did before.
Just hold up with my fingers the first number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. 6.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
6.
Yeah.
5.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Concentrate on the name. Concentrate on the name. And I'm sensing that the last name begins with a B. Is that correct, Shelley? A B? Last name, a B.
Yes, actually.
That's correct. I've written down a name here on this newspaper as well. If you could reveal the name.
Shelley?
Blackstock.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Look, oh, wow.
Is the first name right?
Yes, yes it is.
It's Earl Blackstock in the phone book. So, okay, how did he do this?
I don't know.
How did he see what was in that phone book on that line?
Magic.
I mean, did you see anybody peeking over your shoulder there? Was Ross peeking over your shoulder, giving signals, anything like that?
No, and the type is so tiny.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, this has been just a small demonstration, but this has been impressive. I mean, I didn't know what you were going to do, had no idea. And I can imagine when you get up on stage and you've got a whole audience there and you have the ability to just do whatever you want, people are having their minds blown, aren't they?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you go to different entertainment venues across the country, and when people go see someone who is doing a vocal performance or someone who's playing an instrument, what simply happens is after they perform a song, people will clap.
Mm-hmm.
People will stand up, give a nice standing ovation. But at my shows, Joshua, it's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a bit more quiet.
Yeah.
Because people are sitting there not knowing what to think. I'll sometimes see folks raise their hand to clap, but then they put it down because they're looking around at their friends, their husband, their wives, their brothers, their sisters, thinking, should I really clap for that, or should I just sit here with my bottom jaw sitting in my lap? And it's such an eerie feeling, but it's great because, again, the shows are taking you back to a time where things were a lot simpler.
Yeah.
Where things, you really understand what is important in your life. And again, whether or not you believe that it's true mind reading,
mm-hmm.
or purely entertainment, it gives you something to sit down and lay in bed at night and think about.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's insightful on many levels.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of how these things work, part of it being entertainment, part of it being what actually spontaneously happens,
mm-hmm.
It makes everyone probe a bit deeper into what it is to have a mind, this mysterious thing, and how it connects to others. We don't understand the mind-body-environment relationship. We don't understand, we don't even understand the mind-body relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful that a guy like you is keeping that fascination alive and doing it in a way that entertains people. I can imagine, you know, a nice evening, people have a dinner, some cocktails, they come to see your show, and they go home, and, yeah, they wonder, how did that happen? And then maybe they're a little bit protective of their thoughts after that, because they can this guy get into people's heads? Who else? I bet you'd be a great car salesman, right? You ever thought about that line of work?
I don't know if I'd put myself in that category. But
a salesman of anything, you know?
And really and truly, in a sense, being an entertainer is a style of sales. Because
sure.
You are selling your persona, selling who you are, and making people believe that there's truly something unique about what you're doing. And it is true with the Southern Charmers Act. As I travel and I go to all these different events, people just sit there. And what makes it really special is that they come up to you after performance and they say, I cannot believe what you just did. How did you do it? And, of course, I look at them and say, very well.
We had a blast. TheSouthernCharmer.com, guys.
Thank you.
I hope those of you listening enjoyed it as much as we did here in the studio. Thank you for being on the program tonight, and I look forward to visiting one of your full-blown stage shows soon. TheSouthernCharmer.com, Mr. Keller O'Neill. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be the Dark 30 Hour. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. When we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff that's been happening in the news, I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange.